Kyle Neddenrip from the Indianapolis Star wrote a very interesting piece about the effect of a lot of different aspects of high school sports on specifically basketball, but I think this applies to many different sports. But this year has been the first year with the new transfer rules, and I know you've had some time now to kind of go through and see how they've worked out. Going forward, is there anything that you think has been positive about the transfer rules, and is there anything that might get tweaked from here on out, or is that something you've even explored yet? Because I know you still have the spring season to go, but certainly you'll probably go back and look at it here at the end of the year. And I know there are so many opinions out there on social media and online about transfers and things like that, but how do you think this first real pass through the first two sports seasons of the year under the new transfer rules has gone?
Well, I think our job is to constantly review our bylaws and our rules to make adjustments when we see appropriate that should be made. You know, and I think back in the last 10 years, I think we've made, I think the number off the top of my head is around 34 different changes to our transfer rules to evolve with the ever-changing times. We understand that, and we're right in the middle of that season right now. So we study data just like other businesses do, and we're looking at the number of transfers we've had. We've looked at, now that we've done this year, do we need to make any tweaks? And there are certainly some things out there that have happened that, you know, we probably need to go back and look at. But, you know, one thing that I think people need to understand is we always have to look at it on what's educationally sound. Because the reality of it is the vast majority of our 160,000 student-athletes that play on an annual basis, we're teaching them how to work the rest of their life or continue to be educated. While we're blessed in Indiana to have some professional athletes come through our program, it's not our primary driver. Our primary driver is education of the student athlete in that short time while they're in high school. And so we're looking at bylaws right now to see what we want to change. And that's always our role. We'll take that at the beginning of May back to our board of directors, and I'm sure there'll be a few adjustments around the transfer rules. But, you know, I think some people thought the transfer rules, and some people may still believe it, that it was going to be the end of high school athletics, the one-time transfer that we put in. And I don't think we've seen that. I think we've seen a few cases where you say, really? One thing that concerns me is, an athletic transfer after the season has started, after you've made the commitment to your teammates. We've seen a few transfers after the season, and some of them are legitimate, but some of them you kind of raise an eyebrow to say, really? Is that an educationally sound decision? And so those are the things that we study, and we'll have to make sure that we look at any changes that we need to make, and we're certainly doing that right now.